The President's toast to Konrad Adenauer at the luncheon in his honor. From the State Dining Room of the White House, November 14, 1962.
Chancellor, I want to express on behalf of all the members of the government who are here and all Americans our very warm welcome to you, to the Foreign Minister, to the members of your government, and to tell you how pleased we are that you're visiting us once again. I think that the instinctive judgment of my predecessors and the members of their government in the years after the Second War, in realizing how essential it was to the security of the West, of the free world, that there should be a strong and independent Germany, was matched by the instinctive judgment of the German people that their future lay in a free and expanding and growing Europe. This sense of the future, which dominated the political thinking of both of our people and their leaders in those days, I think will go down as one of the significant decisions in the history of the modern world. It is our responsibility, Chancellor, that decision having been made, to build upon it and to attempt to move from a increasingly strong and powerful Europe and Atlantic community to an increasingly strong and powerful free world. And it seems to me that both the United States and the Federal Republic and Europe and indeed the whole Atlantic Partnership have a great role to play in the maintenance of freedom all around the globe. We're very proud to have you here, Chancellor, as one of the architects of this relationship. We have one in Mr. Acheson, who played a most significant role during those days. And those of us who have followed in this country want to assure you that we still regard the close and intimate ties between the Federal Republic and the United States as the strongest possible insurance for the defense of Europe, which is essential to the defense of the United States. And we still believe that this is the base from which those actions must spring, which will provide a protection for our vital interests, and if we are determined to be strong enough, the peace of the world. So we welcome you here during a time of very great change in the world, both in the West and in the East. And it will be our task, Chancellor, to make those judgments today, which will serve the future, as well as the judgments which were made in which you participated a decade or more ago, which have so served us at present. So, Chancellor, we welcome you here at an important turning point, possibly, in the history of the relations between East and West. And in any case, we welcome you as an old, valued, and courageous friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll join in drinking with me to the Chancellor, to the members of his government, to the German people, and to the President of the Federal Republic. I explained to the Chancellor that the last issue of Der Spiegel said that during the Cuban crisis that America was running cowboy style and Texas style, and the Chancellor said, thank goodness.